Dr. Jones on the line, but we do have arguably someone more qualified to tell us about what we originally discussed yesterday, Cliffo, that health experts are a little worried about this upcoming flu season. It feels like everyone's sick at the moment, and there might be a reason why. Dr. Clements joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Great to have you on again, Dr. Clements. So it's interesting, in Australia, we can get a bit of a snapshot as to what our flu season's going to be like if we look at what happened in the Northern Hemisphere during their winter. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we tend to find that, especially now that international travel's all happening again, that our flu season will copy the same bugs and strains coming from North America and Europe. So we get to watch them first, go through it first, and then we get to make our plans ourselves.
So we've got our winter coming up and a time when a lot of people are getting sick. But I think everyone knows someone who is unwell at the moment. I'm still kind of recovering from my second round of COVID, but there's apparently a triple threat coming to us this winter, which includes not only COVID and the flu, but RSV. Would you mind telling us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be forgiven for thinking that doctors and health officials are all scaremongers, but we see all of these viruses. Most of us are used to the flu seasons, and kids and parents are used to RSV. So RSV is just one of the really, really virulent, highly spreadable childhood viruses that causes a bit of a runny nose, cough, fevers, sometimes bronchiolitis, and does cause a lot of hospital admissions in young children. And so we're expecting to see that again. I don't think we can necessarily blame COVID, but we're just getting back to the normal run-of-the-mill infections that we see run through the Australia at this time of year.
Right. Mm.
So the million-dollar question now is, and this is one that we've been pondering around in the office here, and no one really had a clear answer yesterday, and that's why we're like, oh, get Dr. Clements on. Obviously, we know how flu shots work. Like, that's a yearly shot. But where do we sit now with COVID boosters?
Yeah.
Like, if you've had the four, you know, shots you were originally supposed to have, are you safe, or is it like a yearly thing, like a flu shot now, or is it a case-by-case basis? Like, should we be getting boosted, essentially?
Yeah, certainly forgive you for being confused. Even we get confused and they do change the recommendations. So right. I think it's worth thinking about the fact that we're changing our language. So we're not talking about what a full course is and being totally vaccinated means. We're just talking about the role of boosters. And then we're talking about boosters should occur about 6 months after you've had COVID or the last vaccine.
Oh, okay, right. So I guess for me, having come off COVID last week and I hadn't had a booster in a year, that's probably why I got sick. So now I should wait around 6 months for a booster?
Exactly. So we think that the studies show that with the latest strains, that the fact that you've had a couple of vaccines at least, that you've had a real COVID infection, that actually covers you for a good 6 months. So had COVID can hold fire for 6 months.
Okay.
And what you're saying there is if you haven't had COVID, then it's just a rolling every 6 months, get a booster?
Pretty much. So we've the Atagi have broken it down into recommended people for booster and optional people for boosters. So if you're above 18 to 65 and you're not a sick person or you don't have any sort of major issues, then you can have a booster if you like, but it's not recommended.
Okay.
If you go overseas or if you're going with a lot of nursing home people, then sure, you should get it. But 18 to 65 without health conditions don't need to have a booster, but they can if they want. Whereas everybody 65 and above and 18 above with a chronic health condition is recommended to have that booster at 6 months.
I definitely think if I had known that advice about I should have probably gotten one six months after my last one to avoid getting COVID the second time, I would have done that. That was,
I'm really happy, Dr. Clements, because I feel like the doctor's really cleared that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for your time, doctor, and we'll chat to you next time there's bad news, I guess.
Well, it'll be around the corner. Who knows?
Oh, no.
What's next?